Good morning to you, Dave.
Hey, did CBS pick you up as a free agent, or they have to give future draft picks? How does that work in the networks?
they came with an incredible offer, including being the principal replacement when Bob Schieffer's on vacation or is away. And so it's an honor to sit in the chair on Sunday, especially when we've got so much in the news.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so much going on in terms of the presidential race. So we're going to talk to John McCain. He is just back from Pakistan, Kashmir, and India. But we're going to talk to the original straight talker about what he thinks about the Republican field for president in 2012, mm-hmm. about whether Rick Perry needs more discipline out there on the campaign trail, and whether or not he thinks the Republican Party is beholden to the Tea Party, as the Democrats and President Obama are trying to make the case. And we're also going to talk to Ed Gillespie, the former head of the Republican Party, and Terry McAuliffe, right. who's the former head of the Democratic Party, in a debate about President Obama, his record on jobs, his challenges he faces in the next election, and also talk a little bit about the Republican field as well.
It's a little strange that John McCain, the maverick, is a little behind the curve when it comes to getting with the Tea Party program, isn't it?
Well, remember, he faced a very difficult election last year in right. Arizona, where the Tea Party was very strong. So a lot of people said that he moved to the right. He had Sarah Palin come and campaign with him in the state of Arizona. But just last week, during the whole debt ceiling debacle fight, remember, he called the Tea Party group a bunch of hobbits.
Right.
He said that on the
right.
Senate floor. So John McCain, the straight talker, is back. And it'll be interesting to see what he thinks about Rick Perry. I mean, Rick Perry probably went a little bit far, accusing Ben Bernanke of a treasonous act if he decides to print more money to boost the economy.
Right.
Yesterday, Rick Perry in New Hampshire said that evolution was a theory that's out there and it's got some gaps in it. And then in Texas, they teach both creationism and evolution in their public schools. It's not entirely accurate. In Texas, they have not approved textbooks on creationism yet.
Yeah.
So Perry's got a lot of things that he has said. He certainly has had a lot of Texas swagger. I can say that I grew up in Texas.
Okay.
in the last 2 weeks in his debut. So we'll see what John McCain thinks of some of the comments that Rick Perry has made. And also remember, Ed Gillespie, who's on our show, is very close with Karl Rove, and Karl Rove has been critical of Rick Perry and the comments
right.
that he's made.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the Tea Party in general. Yeah.
That's right. Well, there's a number of Republicans who think that Rick Perry should sort of cut the cowboy talk. But, you know, at the same time, you see that there is a large section of the Republican Party that wants a candidate that's going to talk tough and certainly challenge President Obama on the economy. And quite frankly, you know, I was just out on this trip with President Obama to the Midwest. We were mm-hmm. in Iowa, Minnesota, and Illinois. And a number of Democrats at these town halls stood up and said that they wanted the president to get tough and take on these Republicans and be a little bit stronger.
Hmm. Nora O'Donnell, a whole lot to talk about Sunday morning when she fills in for Bob Schieffer on CBS's Face the Nation. Thanks. Here's traffic and weather together on the fives once again with Dave and Tamara.
Couldn't be much better than what we have right now around 695. Very light volume to the west and northeast side. Earlier trouble at the Bay Bridge where there was a disabled vehicle eastbound clear. Just had a look from Sandy Point crossing over to the eastern shore. No problems along eastbound Route 50. Tamara?
Over on 97 southbound Dorsey Road, that crash has cleared the roadway. Beautiful ride leaving Harford County, 543 to the Beltway, about 14 minutes. No problems from the Beltway to the split. Should take you about 3 minutes or so. Inbound JFX so far up to speed from the city-county line down through to 28th Street. The WBAL InstaWeather Plus forecast, partly cloudy today. There's a chance of some thunderstorms, 86 degrees. Right now we have some clouds, 69, with traffic and weather together on the fives all day long. I'm Tamara Nelson with Dave Sandler. WBAL traffic.
See just how much you can save in your office with Enoch Office Equipment's print management program. No upfront cost and pay only for what you print. Learn more by calling Enoch Office Equipment or at enochoffice.com.
If you're like most people, there never seems to be enough time in the day. Whether it's a busy work schedule, activities with the kids, or just the day-to-day grind. When was the last time you slowed down the pace, even for just a minute? So for the next 50 seconds, your friends at Highview Memorial Gardens remind you to take a moment and enjoy life. Call an old friend, take the kids out for a treat, or enjoy a walk on the trail. Located just past Hess Road in Falston, Highview Memorial Gardens values life's special moments and is there for you in your time of need. As a family-owned and operated cemetery, Highview Memorial Garden's peaceful park-like setting is just the place to honor your loved ones and remember life. Specializing in at-need and pre-need arrangements, Highview can make the pressure of dealing with a loss a little easier or help you plan with flexible payment options. Call Highview Memorial Gardens at 410-557-9390 or visit highviewmemorialgardens.com. Highview Memorial Gardens. Quality care from our family to yours.
What are you waiting for? Hi, Jeff Callender here from Power Home Remodeling Group, and we've decided to up our ante on our exterior home makeover sweepstakes. Basically, whatever your house needs. That's right, up to $50,000 in energy-saving windows and doors, new siding or roofing. But you can't win if you don't enter, and our next drawing is in just a few weeks. So don't forget, tie a string on your finger or sing our jingle until you get home. It is so easy to enter online, 888-REMODEL.com. 888-REMODEL.com. After 19 years, Power Home Remodeling Group is one of the most respected home improvement contractors in the country, and yet we're right here in your backyard. Please don't miss this chance to win your next major home improvement. Up to $50,000 of windows, doors, siding, and roofing. Maybe your home needs a little of each. 888-REMODEL.com. And while you're there, check out our past winners. What are you waiting for?
Restrictions apply. See website for details.
Power Home Remodeling Group. 888-REMODEL.
Start your day the right way with Ron Smith.
You know what Bernie Madoff said? He said the government's a Ponzi scheme. He should know. He's spending the rest of his life in jail. The people that have been running this country into the ground for generations, they just go on to become rich.
The Ron Smith Show, 9 to noon weekday mornings, and again, 9 to midnight on BAL.
You know, they leave office and they get paid. You know, come speak to us. We'll give you $300,000. We'll fly you to Japan, give two speeches, and we'll give you a couple mil.
Good morning at 7:30. I'm John Patti. This portion of Maryland's Morning News is brought to you by Bay Bank of Maryland. We have a partly cloudy sky, 73 degrees right now here on Television Hill. We're headed for a high of 86 today. Here's what's making Maryland's Morning News on this Friday morning. International stock markets have taken another dive today. Asian markets took a beating, and European shares are sharply lower in early trading. Futures trading suggests a slide at the opening bell on Wall Street as well. CBS Money Watch editor Jill Schlesinger, what should investors on Wall Street expect today?
What we can expect is probably a little more uncertainty in the marketplace. It is the middle of the summer. I know investors want to just shut down, but the volatility is likely to continue, especially as the European debt crisis escalates and fears of a global economic slowdown continue.
And the Dow will begin trading this morning at 10,991. That's down 420 points. Thursday, crude oil prices fell to near $79 a barrel. Bank of America is cutting jobs. First round of 3,500 cuts coming this quarter. The total could eventually exceed 10,000. The New York Times and the Wall Street Journal report the retrenchments are part of Chief Executive Brian Moynihan's efforts to engineer a recovery from the bursting of the housing bubble. Hundreds of striking Verizon workers held a candlelight vigil outside their CEO's mansion last evening, hoping to draw a stark contrast between the contract demands of blue-collar workers and the quality of life enjoyed by the company's executives. About 45,000 Verizon workers from Massachusetts to Virginia walked off the job August 7th. The Communications Workers of America and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers are fighting Verizon's call for a pension freeze and for contributions to health insurance premiums, among other things. Meanwhile, here in Baltimore, as many as 300 Verizon customers in West Baltimore lost service Thursday. This after cables were cut. A company spokesperson says telephone and DSL service to those affected, which includes some state office buildings, small businesses, and residents, is expected to be restored by midday today. Verizon says there have been 210 acts of violence and vandalism throughout Verizon's service territory from Virginia to Massachusetts since the strike began a few weeks ago. You may not want to just automatically send in your payment if you get a ticket generated by a speed camera in Maryland. Not until you listen to WBAL Steve Vermeer.
AAA says it tested the speed cameras mounted around College Park and found that they're inaccurate and actually violate legal standards, which means, of course, the tickets issued might not stand up in court. The complaint is based largely on data compiled.